What's the transmission rate of acquiring HIV AIDS or Hep B or C
from needle sticks? I'm afraid I don't have that information with me right now. Is there anyone from our department who can answer that?
Yeah, we get it, Mr. Sackett.
Okay. Okay, he's looking for it. We'll get to that.
Do you know that of the 6,800, how many have contracted
it? He'll look up the data on that. The real issue really is not how many have contracted it here. The real issue is the number of people who could contract these diseases. And what they have to go through because of a needless needle poke. At the end of the day, as you heard, even if you don't seroconvert, while you wait for your test results, while you take the antiretrovirals prophylactically to ensure that you start your treatment as soon as possible, you suffer all the consequences as if you had converted. And it does play havoc with your life. So the rate is not as germane to the issue as the actual needle stick itself, which should never happen.
And speaking of antiretrovirals, Julie, were they successful, do you know yet, of getting eradicating the Hep C virus?
I didn't take the treatments yet.
Okay. But there is a hope, at least, that there are treatments today that could potentially get rid of the virus.
Potentially,
yeah.
I'm just wondering about disposal of the needles. If you were poked 13 times, then why weren't those needles disposed of properly to begin with?
Disposal of sharps, it depends on where you find them, but sometimes they fall into the bed linen. Sometimes they're left on trays that are sent off for cleaning in the service rooms, and then the linens are lifted out and they fall apart. Sometimes sharps boxes are not handy. In the public case, they're sometimes used outside of healthcare facilities and where there's not adequate sharps disposable obtainable. So,
but I'm just talking about in the hospital, yeah. Though. Nurses, are they not disposing of needles properly, or what?
Well, I think they attempt to. I'm not sure that it always happens. The real issue, I think, for me is even in the sharps disposal itself, when the nurses are disposing of them properly, you've heard of an instance where, someone has been poked, even disposing it in the proper disposal because the needle is bare.
Well, what are the regulations right now when it comes to safety with sharps? Like, is there not some regulation to use, these hazardous waste boxes? There's no regulation.
Oh, to use the waste boxes? I don't know if there's a WCB regulation. Most facilities have policy, but again, if they're not easily accessibly placed, or the needle gets mislaid by someone, and it's not always a nurse who's using the sharps, accidents will happen.
So can you say right now that there are no regulations regarding the safety of where sharps are concerned?
Take it away.
Yeah,
this is Jim Parker from our Health and Safety Department.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to get the regulation put in place. Currently, there's a regulation on bloodborne pathogens, but it has absolutely no provisions for safety needles. And so that's what we're trying to do, and hopefully the WCB is moving ahead on that, and we should see something soon.
Also, sometimes the lead in the box doesn't work properly, and when you send it to the housekeeping, she put it in some place and the needles start coming out. So when they are not really, they don't lock properly. Also, I have seen sometimes the housekeeping throwing the sharp and the needles coming through to the yellow plastic.
That's some of the issues too, is they used to, back in earlier in the 90s, they never had tops on it. We used to have just the sharps container sitting there, and through the occupational health and safety investigations and that, we found garbage cans right underneath the sharps containers. So things would fall down, we get poked, or there's round tub ones that somehow they would get through the plastic, and you pick them up by the handle, you're getting poked in the fingers. And, there's so many ways you can get poked, and it can happen so fast. I mean, it's...
At the end of the day, why would we spend a lot of time trying to figure out which way of disposal is best and who's responsible when it could be prevented entirely by just not having the needles exposed?
So if it's not you said they're not very much more expensive, then what's the issue here? I heard that they were 10 times more expensive. Is that not correct?
There's no requirement right now in the workers' compensation regulation for the employers to provide the safety engineered needles. And so our employers have in the past bulk purchased the unsafe needles. Some have started to move towards the safety engineered devices, but because each of the six health authorities acts independently, they're each choosing their own and rolling out their own programs differently. The workers are not having input into which Sharps devices are being selected, and there's really no requirement on them to do that from the board, and really no place for our members to go when they don't. So we want a regulation in place that requires having them in place, and one that's enforceable.
So are they more expensive or not?
They are more expensive, but not that much more expensive. And at the end of the day, the money you spend on treatment and prevention of possible possible diseases resulting from contamination and the ability to reduce the price through bulk purchase, I think that's a non-issue here.
Do you know what the actual price difference is?
Jim, do you know that offhand?
Not for BC. We've seen studies in the United States where they've shown the price difference, and the price difference is about 2 to 3 times, where it's in the area of about 18 cents for a regular needle and about 60 cents for a safety needle. But when they took a look and they studied what the effects were after they took into effect the effects of the injuries, it was much cheaper to use the safety needles when you take those full costs in. So the accounting is that they actually reduce money, they reduce costs, and in the long run it will. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem is that hospitals have to budget for their needles, but they don't account for the savings in the healthcare side. And so if they account for that, these are cheaper.
And anyway, now when any nurse get a needle stick, they go to emergency and they will have the antiretroviral therapy for 5 days, regardless of any diagnosis of the patient, regardless of anything. They will go for 5 days with the treatment. How much is that? Because the antiretroviral therapy is expensive. Just when the patient is confirmed having an HIV illness is when we go 28 days. But regardless of diagnosis, any needle stick nurse is going to go for 5 days with the antiretroviral therapy. And that means a lot more than on a safety needle can.
And then there's the wage loss, the workers' compensation costs associated in our operating rooms, where we're asking for neutral zones so that sharps are not passed hand to hand. You're all familiar with the movies where the nurse slaps the scalpel into the hand of the physician, or vice versa on return of the instrument. That's unsafe practice now, and we're asking that there be regulation requiring neutral zone between the people handling the sharps, so that it's placed and the person picks it up in a way that's safe for them. And that's a practice which has also found some efficiencies at the end of the day.
How do you expect this proposal to go when you present it?
Well, we hope that it goes well. We have heard that the Workers' Compensation Board is putting forward a regulation proposal to its board for consideration. We've not seen it, however, so we don't know what's in it. That's why we wanted to take the time today to make sure that the public, the government, and the Workers' Compensation Board are clear on what we see as the priority issues in such a regulation. And we have made a submission to the board on this issue.
Okay.